These challenging times have led to greater stress for so many of us. The consortium offers low-cost or no-cost behavioral health services and treatment for substance use disorder. I spoke with President and CEO John White Jr. about how the consortium is addressing the challenges of helping their clients during this pandemic.
There are a myriad of challenges. When you think that people who are in recovery and individuals who are in treatment for mental illness already represent a disproportionate share of folks who are susceptible to those chronic diseases that we know, high blood pressure, diabetes, and the like, there is a dramatic increase in the level of depression that people are experiencing. I think the whole point of isolation is a major contributing factor to that, plus the fear and the fear of the unknown. You find that domestic violence incidents have increased. And so all of the things that we normally see during the course of treatment are heightened as a result of this. The fact that in many cases, these are same population that are not being tested. And if tested, there is very little follow-through in terms of contact tracing. So you're talking about very vulnerable populations here in the city of Philadelphia with major consequences. When the schools closed, there were thousands and thousands of children who no longer were getting those two meals, the breakfast and the lunch. The lunch for many was an early dinner. Neighborhood groups, community groups, we've all kind of stepped in and tried to fill that gap and making sure that our children have a healthy meal. Their parents, many of whom have lost their jobs as a result of the virus, are struggling to make ends meet, not knowing whether the federal help that they had been getting is going to continue, raising stress levels. And so the impact that this virus has had on these vulnerable populations has been significant to the point where it is at a crisis stage.
Well, I wonder if you can tell us how the consortium is addressing this issue, because first of all, we're also talking about a population that is somewhat less likely to seek the kind of help that the consortium does provide. And in addition to that, given the challenges of being able to provide the kind of therapy and supports that are required, what are you guys doing?
We converted immediately to telehealth. That is, instead of conducting our therapeutic sessions on a face-to-face basis, we began to do it by phone. And we found that telehealth was very effective. One, it was convenient for the member or for the client and gave them much more flexibility. And our therapists adapted very quickly to best ways to approach individuals by phone. We've even done group therapy by way of Zoom, where we bring different groups of people together to talk about in a normal, group therapy session. In addition to that, our case managers and our caseworkers have been in touch with every single person that we see. Every member, everyone in outpatient mental health, everyone in our family-based programs, everyone in our addictions programs and our methadone programs, every single person has been contacted, what we call welfare checks, to see whether or not how they're doing, how they're coping through this, and then trying to respond at that level. We've distributed food, we've distributed clothing, we've distributed sanitary products for our members as well. And so we're trying to fill the gap that we know exists amongst our own population and to give them a way to know that help is available to them and then be ready to provide it. We've expanded our mobile crisis team. Folks do not know, but in the middle of a mental health crisis, an individual will call for help, and it would be representative of the consortium that will go out to their home or to the location to provide that assistance, to try to assess the situation, determine whether or not there is an immediate need for hospitalization, or whether we can, kind of calm them down to the point where they'll be able to just call and make an appointment to seek additional help. So all of these efforts on our part are part of an outreach effort just to the people that we currently serve. In addition to that, on our website, we're constantly letting people know that we are open now and available. You can get an appointment to see someone face-to-face now, or you can have that appointment be scheduled to be a telehealth appointment. So we're doing everything, again, that we possibly know how to do, and then some, to make sure that folks are getting the care and the treatment and services that they need, and to also try to to supplement that with some of the determinants that make recovery from addiction and that make participation in mental health therapy so challenging.
Well, I wonder if you can tell us if people are looking for some place to go, some shelter in this emotional storm that we're all weathering. What are ways in which we can connect with the consortium?
Well, the one way, of course, is to call us. We are at 215-596-8100. Again, that's 215-596-8100. You can also go to our website, which, of course, will be www.consortium-inc.org. And you'll have all the information about all the various programs that we operate, as well as information on how to apply for a job and some tips that you can use to calm yourself down during this period. And so our sites are located throughout West Philadelphia, 55th and Chestnut Street, 2700 Island Avenue in Southwest Philadelphia, and at 451 University Avenue across from the VA hospital. And we're open and we're there to serve. And that's all we intend to do is to try to make it easier to get through this horrible crisis that all of us all over the world are experiencing right now.
John White Jr., President and CEO of the Consortium, which provides behavioral health supports and also drug and alcohol treatment opportunities. Thank you so much for all that you're doing during this coronavirus pandemic.
And thank you so much for keeping your listening audience informed.